This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Has our world gone insane to the point where it's like, you know, 100 million people are diabetic almost or on the verge of it. Another 50 million people in America are obese.
The Health Ranger Report.
And nobody's talking about, maybe we should stop making people sick.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
It is with a heavy heart that I reach out to you today. I'm really bummed at the moment because I now realize beyond any doubt that this culture war, this society, what we're seeing in society only ends in one of two ways. It ends either in a civil war or a financial collapse that in essence collapses the cities and results in mass die-offs and circumvents the civil war. I mean, either way, it's looking very bad, and it's very frustrating and sad to me because, you know, I'm a lifelong defender of life and liberty. I want to live in a society that is peaceful, that is lawful, where people can get along, a tolerant society where we can tolerate other people's free speech, even if we don't agree with it. And the left just can't live like that anymore. The left is totally deranged, mentally ill. It's now become incredibly obvious with Kathy Griffin and her holding up that bloody, beheaded, decapitated head of Donald Trump, thinking that was funny and basically announcing to the world that the Democrats are now jihadi terrorists who are going to murder their political opponents. That was the message, very clear message. Kathy Griffin saying that on behalf of Democrats, and she's an anchor for CNN, you know, a guest or a co-anchor for the New Year's Eve broadcast every year. She works with Anderson Cooper. She is a domestic terrorist or extremely mentally ill and needs to be locked up. But she typifies now what we're seeing on the left, which has become a terrorist organization, just filled with hatred and rage and filled with a desire to murder all of their political opponents, just seething with rage and anger and bigotry and intolerance. And it's apparent on the student campuses as well, where the students are now being trained to function like domestic terror groups. They're seizing buildings and they're throwing white people off campus and having their so-called No Whites Day and just berating and verbally assaulting and abusing white professors who refuse to leave, even when they're liberals. It's just unreal. And so now I realize, you know, we tried to change things for the better using the ballot box. We voted to change the future of this country. We voted to reject the policies of Obama and Hillary Clinton and the entire DNC and the Democrat regime. We voted because we did not want to live under that kind of tyranny. We did not want to live in a society run by tyrants and criminals and pedophiles and all the child porn collectors and child molesters on the left, some of whom are now being arrested, by the way. We want to live in a society where there's dignity, where we protect our borders, where we protect our culture, where we respect our founding fathers of our nation, where it's okay to be a male or a female. You know, now males are insulted at every opportunity, and media and Hollywood depicts males as either evil or bumbling idiots. All the males are being feminized in media. It's just unreal. We're watching the collapse of our civilization, our society. And so we went to the polls last November and we voted to say, we've had enough of that. We've had enough. We don't want to live in a society run by insane left-wingers anymore. We want to have a change, of course. And we're doing this peacefully. And then the left said, well, that doesn't count. They said, we're not going to accept the outcome of this election. They said, they're going to use now bullying tactics and terrorism tactics, and they're going to threaten to behead our president and threaten to kill us all and threaten to use violence against us and threaten, well, even to carry out campaigns to silence us through Google censorship and Facebook censorship, and Zuckerberg is an evil sociopath. Not quite as insane as Kathy Griffin, but right up there, you know, getting close to that. These people, they're incredibly evil. They're all fascists. They want to run a fascist totalitarian regime rooted in censorship. That's what they want. And we, the people, said, we reject that. We want to change the course of our country. But the left says, we don't honor the outcome of your election. We don't respect democracy unless we control it. We don't respect anything unless we run it. And so now the radical left has given us, we the people, no choice, but to now realize that we are going to have to defend our nation by invoking the Second Amendment. It has come to that last choice. There is no other remaining option available. We have tried tolerance. We have stood by and accepted when Obama would change the culture and you know, start promoting transgenderism and start attacking the science of genetics and start turning our schools into transgender experiments and overthrowing the military in turning it into a grand social experiment and so on. We stood by and we tolerated that. And we said, okay, all right, you know, you're the president, you know, you won the election. You can do a lot of what you want. We stood by and we tolerated that. And we stood by while Obama lectured us and drove us into a culture war, pitting blacks against whites and creating, invoking racial hatred and invoking the wars against our cops on the streets. And we stood by and said, you know what, we'll just wait and we'll change it at the next election. Let's give democracy a chance. Let's save the republic through the Electoral College at the ballot box. And that's what we did. And now it has become obvious to us that the left refuses to participate in democracy. The left cannot participate in a civilization that is, in effect, civilized. That the left is unqualified to live in a free country. The left, they would feel at home in a Venezuela, a socialist regime, a communist regime. They would feel at home in North Korea or the old Soviet Union or even modern-day communist China. But they are alien to the principles of freedom and liberty on which this representational republic was founded. And so we the people are going to have to defend this nation, regrettably using the last option available to us created by the Founding Fathers, which is the Second Amendment, because they are taking away our First Amendment. All the censorship of Google and Facebook, the censorship of the mainstream media, the twisted propaganda of the fascist corporate-run media, they are suppressing and stifling our First Amendment, and they've always wanted to take away our Second Amendment. Obama tried that with false flag operations to murder people, to have people murdered with guns so they could take away our guns. They murdered innocent children to try to accomplish that, but it failed. And Hillary Clinton, if she had won, she would be taking away our guns right now. But we, the people, stood firm and said, no, you're not taking our guns, because that is the last immune system defense for this nation. And now we know why that is so important, because it's coming down to the fact that we're going to have to literally defend this nation and defend our president and defend this republic using the last option available to us, because we are under threat from a totalitarian overthrow coup attempt by a deranged, mentally ill, terrorist-oriented, left-wing cult that is out of their minds, that doesn't respect law, liberty, the Constitution, freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom to own a firearm, nothing. They have no tolerance, no respect for anything other than their own insane totalitarian utopian dreams of absolute control and absolute obedience and the murder and execution of all of their political opponents. And I tell you, we the people will not stand by and just let them murder us or murder our president or murder or seize our nation and take over our country. And by God, if Trump doesn't stand up and defend this nation, we the people will do it. So get ready. That's all I'm saying right now. Get ready. I know many of you out there are wondering what's the tipping point? What's the catalyst? I don't have the answer to that. I just know the day is coming very, very soon, because as I see it now, this only ends in civil war, which we the people will win very quickly, by the way, or it ends in a collapse that makes a lot of that irrelevant. One way or another, we are now, it's obvious to me, we're going to have to fight for our nation once again, just as our forefathers did. Everything is at stake at this point. And it's, I say this with a heavy heart because I don't want to see violence and bloodshed, but now the left is demanding it and demonstrating it, you know, cutting off the head of Trump and showing it on TV. They are demanding violence, and they are rooted in violence and mental illness. They are a danger to society. They must be stopped no matter what it takes to stop them, to defend our nation, to defend sanity, to defend reason, to defend law and order, to defend this republic. We either stand up and defend it or we lose it, and we all get slaughtered, murdered through the genocidal aims of the insane delusional left that is now openly calling for white genocide. That has now become that's the mantra of the left at this point. This is not an exaggeration. This is not a joke. The day is coming. You better get ready. And as long as we are online, you can continue to find updates on this at naturalnews.com. So tune in, and you can hear more podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. They will try to censor us in every way possible. They will fail, and we will be victorious because we have courage. We are real adults. We are mature. We are rooted in reason. We understand why defending this republic is important, and we have had enough of the insanity and the derangement and the violence of the lunatic left. We the people must now stand firm against all the insanity that threatens us universally from the radical terrorist left. It has really come to that.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.